Father, we thank you, we bless you, Jesus, for there's no other God but you, Jesus. There's no other God but you, Lord. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Oh, we bless you, Jesus. We bless you, God Almighty. I thank you, Lord, for your children on this altar. I thank you for my life. I thank you, Lord, for our sister Vicky. I thank you, Jehovah God, for Pastor Ruben. I thank you for my life. And as you continue to press on, my Father, this morning, press on in your presence, Lord, we do believe that there's no other God but you. There's no other God but you, Jesus. No other God, no strength from any other person but from you, Jesus. We depend on you, Lord, for your independable God. Thanking you, Lord, for your children on this altar, those who used to come and those who are yet to come, those who will come another time. Father, I thank you, Jehovah Nissi, Jehovah Rapha. I bless you, God, for your daughters, your sons who used to come here. My Father, now they're busy in jobs, Lord. And Father, it's understandable. They have to work. They have to pay their bills, oh God. I pray, Jehovah God, that the Spirit of God, you, our reminder, our helper, our teacher, go ahead and talk to them, hover over their hearts, oh God. May you speak into their spirit, man, oh God, that they should come and open, my Father, open up in your presence during morning times, oh God. Father, Jehovah God, your children, the apostles, as they asked of you, Jehovah God, they said, increase our faith. This morning, our key scripture of our intercession this morning is in Luke chapter 17, in verses 5 to to 10. I'll be so much on verses 5, how the apostles knew that they need help according to their faith. They checked their faith, they gauged their faith, and they said, we cannot do anything without faith. Reason being, they knew that in Hebrews 11, verse 6, they knew that if they do not have faith, they cannot please their Father. So this morning, I'm encouraging us to know that without having faith, without reversing faith, fear, we cannot please our Father, our Heavenly Father. So this morning, we're going to pray again, we're going to continue to intercede for our lives, for the bride of Christ, that we have to trust the groom 100%. We have to trust that the God we are calling unto 100% is there and is waiting to hear from us. So your faith that have brought you on this altar, the Holy Spirit's altar, it is the same faith that you're going to ask God to increase. If God cannot increase our faith, then we will remain stagnant. We will remain in one thing, we remain focused on one thing. Because that means if you have the same faith of yesterday and your faith today and your faith tomorrow, it's going to be not good. Yes, you have it, but you won't move any mountain. You won't move. You will have moved the mountain of yesterday. You cannot move the one of today because the same faith you had yesterday is the same faith you have today. So what's the meaning of this is you're going to encourage yourself and ask God. You're going to ask God to give you faith. If your faith of yesterday is the same as today, there is, yes, you have faith, but you have to increase today. Like I told our fellow ministers yesterday that the faith we have is not enough. Yes, faith we have it, but it is not enough. So what do? We ask for more faith. And we know in our hearts, we know very well that the God we are calling unto, he is there. And he's our rewarder. If you do not ask for help, you won't get help. If you won't recognize that your faith you have today is not enough, then you're not going to ask for what? For more. So I continue to encourage us, what is going on in our lives today, our spiritual life, our physical life, is the lack of faith. And to some of us who have little faith, and some of us who have a little bit, but it doesn't make sense when when you know there's some more food in your saucepan, and you're just eating little, yet you're hungry. Are you hungry this morning is the question. Are you hungry to do big things? Are you hungry to touch the heart of God? Are you hungry? You feel like you're hungry. If you're hungry, what do you do normally in the physical things? You wake up. Nobody who wakes you up. You wake yourself up. I don't know about you, but when I'm thirsty in the night, I do not normally feel hungry, but I feel thirsty. So when I'm thirsty in the night, I wake up and I know what I'm going to drink. If I feel like I want to drink water, I get water. If I feel like I want to drink ginger and lemon, I drink it. If I feel like having a cup of green tea, I have to take it. But how about in the spiritual thing? How hungry are you? And what are you hungry of? Because some of us could be hungry of getting a new car. This morning, you wake up going to work for a new car, 2021. And then the type of the car you want. How hungry are you in the presence of God? And the apostles, they are teaching us very well, a beautiful lesson in the scripture, in Luke 17, 5 up to 10. And every scripture bringing to us, please go and read the whole passage. That's when you got the context of the message of all, because we do not have enough time. You read, you go and read two verses and rush and go pray. But when you have enough time in your free time, read the whole passage of yesterday we read, of starting from Monday. Make sure that what you're reading, what we are praying, because we are praying scriptures at the moment and forever. You have to pray. You have to pray scriptures. If you don't pray scriptures, you're praying your words. Excuse me today. So we have to pray. You have to pray scriptures. Praying scriptures means, I hope you can hear me all. If you don't hear me, you just raise your hand up, please. So
we can hear you.
Wonderful, wonderful. Thank you, Fran. I was saying that if we are not praying scriptures, we are praying our words. And praying our words is our words. They're not touching the heart of God. So praying the word of God, you are touching his heart because you're talking to him. He understands that language. You pray scripture. You get a scripture and you're taking us to that place of the heart of God. In the heart of God. Trying to fix something here so that you may hear me. So, Jesus is in the business of answering our prayers this morning. First of all, take that. Before you start talking to God, you have to have this message. You have to have this point in your heart that, God, I am going to look for, I'm seeking his face. He's going to answer my prayers. He has to answer my prayers. That is faith. So when you're doing that, God is going to answer my faith, my prayers. You are putting, you're encouraging your spirit man to rise in power, in loving God, in loving talking to God. If you come to God like yesterday, you came, okay, I came yesterday, I prayed, and even now there's nothing that's going on. That means you are not having faith. have faith that the God you're about to talk to, or you're talking to, is listening. If God is listening, then what? I have to talk to him. Put this on your heart always. The ears of the Lord are so much wide to hear from you. I'm challenging our faith this morning. What are you coming to do before God? What do you want God to do for you? I've been encouraging myself since this morning started. I encouraged myself that God has to answer my prayers. Now, after encouraging your faith that God is going to answer your prayers, then you bring your points, your prayer points. What are those? First of all, we go for the spiritual one. If your spirit man is right with God, then the physical things you want, they will be automatic. Could it be that what I am looking for is going to be what I'm looking for this morning? If I want to touch the heart of God, let it be your prayer point, your first prayer point. I want to touch the heart of God. For what? So you touch the heart of God for touching other hearts. If your anointing is not touching anybody, that your faith is still dormant. If your anointing is not touching anybody, you do not believe in yourself. You do not believe in yourself. So I want us to see this thing. Am I having faith? All of us, yes, we have faith. All of us, we have faith. But if my faith is not touching other people's lives, there's something still going on. There's something that is still missing. This morning, who do you want to touch? Let it be your question and your prayer. I want to touch the life of my husband by using the anointing upon my life, by allowing the Holy Spirit to go ahead of me to give me instructions. I want God to touch my prayer life to change, that when I pray, somebody is healed, somebody is encouraged, somebody somewhere is being touched. That if you come on this altar to please your spirit man is going to be pleased. If you come on this altar to make sure that you're going to touch Pastor Ruben, that you're going to change the life of Fran, that you're going to touch the life of Vicky, that you're going to change the life of Linda, God is going to bless you because you are not selfish. So intercessors, if we are to change the world, we change our lives first. I want to share with us, I want to give us a beautiful prayer that is going to change you, that has been changing me ever. Every intercessor, if you want to change lives, believe in yourself. If Flan has to change her life and the people of her household and everyone who is attached to her, she has to believe in herself. If Vicky has to change her life and her household and her area where she lives, you have to believe in yourself, Vicky. If Linda has to change her life, to touch the heart of God, believe in yourself. Believing in yourself, you do not need any prophet to prophesy to you. You have to believe in yourself. And what causes us to believe in ourselves? It is believing in God. Believing in God. When you believe in God 100%, you're believing in yourself, it is automatic. You find like doing powerful stuff. And to some of us, you do powerful things without knowing that you have faith. Yet it is faith that is working, it is at work. Let me bring a certain character in the Bible that is always challenging me, that is always taking me. Actually, it is this character that challenged us, Pastor Ruben and I, to plant a church. Chapter 5 of James and verses 17. if I'm to start, let me start from verses 13, and so that you may get the context of the meaning of 17. Bible is asking, is anyone? James 5, verses 17, but I will start from verses 13. Our key verse is 17. Is anyone among you suffering? Let him pray. Is anyone lacking of anything? Let him pray. Is there anyone who is missing something in the spiritual realm? Is there anyone among us who is missing something in the physical realm? Let him pray. Meaning what? Let him or her talk to God. Let him talk to God on behalf of her household, of his household. Is there anything that's missing in Pastor Ruben's spiritual life or physical life? Let him pray. Let him ask. Let him talk to God. Let him talk on behalf of others. Anything that's missing in Fran's life, is there anything? Pause a little bit and think. We are not rushing to go anywhere. We want to go with the point that's going to change our lives today. We want to start this day by changing our lives first and then touch the lives of others last. Is there anything that's missing in your life, friends? Is there anything that is missing in your life, spiritual or physical? Vicky, is there anything? Think and pause. There are some things you don't need even to think because you know them very well. Is there anything that's missing in your life, Vicky? Is there anything spiritual and physical? Is there anything? Pause a little bit. Is there anything? That thing you need, that thing you're missing, that is the thing that takes you into the place of prayer, into the place of asking, into the place. There is a place, first of all, once again, I want to let you know this. That do you know that in the presence of God, there is your place marked, a place marked and has your name on it? Why? If you look at Exodus chapter 33, from verse 18 to 21, you find there was a place in the presence of God, which God marked for Moses. It took me to that place of understanding, that if Linda can step into that place, if you can only step into that place, in that place, Linda, if God gives you grace today, Linda, and you step into that place in the presence of God, take it from the Spirit of God starting from today. There is markings in the presence of God. In the presence of God, presence of God is the place where he lives. So in him, let's go into him, in his heart. There is a place in the heart of God that is marked your name on. This place is for Joyous. This place is Franz. This place is Vicky's. This place is Linda's. This place is Pastor Ruben's. So ask yourself, if you step in that place, if you step in that place, what happens? The faith, the anointing of God, the understanding of God, it will overshadow you. And then it will take, is going to overtake you with the miracles, signs, and wonders. Why have we been looking for signs and wonders and we can't see them? And yet now we are saying fake miracles, signs, and wonders. And they're doing wonders. Satanic forces, they can do, you know, the magics. They can do the magics. The magicians, they're doing some stuff. So this morning, can we just run in the heart of God? The presence of God, yes. When we step in the presence of God, his hand ushers us into his heart because we were born in his heart. We were born in the heart of God. So in the heart of God, there's a place for me. First, take that one from the Holy Spirit. Take it. In the heart of God, there is my place there. When you step there, you ask anything. And you ask anything and it's going to be done. Not by you, not by your anointing. It's going to be done by the name of Jesus. How? John 14, verses 14, the Bible declares that whatever you ask in my name is going to be done by my name. It's going to be done in the name of Jesus. If we want God to answer your prayers, mention his word. Talk to him about his word. Talk about him according to what he said. Is it the promise he gave you? You promised us, Lord, that when we come in your presence, when we ask anything in your name, shall be given unto us. Don't simply say, Lord, you said, Lord, you said. He said it where? Mention it in his word, in the scriptures, in the Holy Bible, the Kabbalah Satire. Coming back to this man of God who always challenges me day by day. He challenged me and he showed me that if I believe in myself, I can do something big for God. I did, Pastor Ruben and I, we started this church not because we wanted to do it that we can do it like others, no. That we can do it because we are better than others, no. We did it because by faith, this church was planted by faith. And you know that there are some things you've done by faith. I'm encouraging us, if you've done something, get one thing you've done by faith. And know that others will be done by faith as well. Praise Jesus of Nazareth. So let's start, let's continue the verses 13 of James 5. This verse started with a question. Is there anyone among you suffering? Let him pray. He's teaching us. Do you have anything you're missing in your life? Is it healing? Here you go. Let him pray. Let him talk to God. Is there anything in your prayer life that is missing? Another thing I want us to know, to share with us, you're welcome, Shivon. Something else I want to share with us, that you make sure that if you're praying, you pray in the spirit. Praying in the spirit does not mean that you're praying in tongues, that you're praying because you have a scripture to pray in, like I'm doing now. No, I have trusted God to touch you. I have trusted God to touch me. So this morning, we start our day by believing in God 100% and by believing in ourselves 100%. Do not believe in yourself 50-50. Do not believe in God 50-50. No. I'm using these words of my spiritual father, how he said, go and believe God 100%. Believe in yourself 100%. This is my revelation. If I believe in God 100%, the pain in my body has to go. It has no option only to leave my body. Is there any lack? Ask God. He's going to do it. And then he continues, verses 13. Is there anyone cheerful? Let him sing praise. Are you so happy this morning? Are you feeling rejoicing? Just get a song of praise. Get a song and praise God. Get a word in a psalm in the Bible and praise God. Praising God because he is the only one to be praised. I'm not worthy to be praised. You are not worthy to be praised. Is there anyone cheerful? Praise the Lord. Get a song. Praise the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Praise his holy name. Praise the Lord. Believe in the Lord. Hallelujah. Then verses 14. Shivan, we are in James 5 and verses 13. Our key verse is 17. We're going to pray with. But we are starting from verses 13 to get the context, the meaning of verses 17. Number 14, the Bible says, is anyone among you sick? Can you imagine these whole verses we are reading? It's all about, he's questioning us. Is there anything? The writer knew it, that there are some things that we have to pause and ask. Do you have any question that is not answered? Pray. Talk to God about it. Ask God about it. Is there anything that is so impossible for you? Talk to God about it. Is there any pain? Talk to God about it. Is anyone among us, among you sick? We have some people that the devil is continuously causing coronavirus. People are really suffering. Another person reported to me that we should pray for her and her children. Her name is Jolly, and her children, do not forget that name. We'll be praying for Jolly and her children, and Nicola and her son. Note the names down. Wherever you are, mention their names in the presence of God. Whoever you know, always write them down on the altar so that we may know whom to pray for. Even if we don't know him or her, we will pray. We'll talk to God about them. Let's go to verses. We are continuing with verses 14. Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. Why anointing oil? If you go to Isaiah verses 10, chapter 10 and verses 27, again, I'm encouraging us that verses we bring, they are not enough. You read the whole passage. Concerning praying with anointing, he's saying, if there's anyone in church out of the church, that one is my word, not in the Bible, anybody who is sick, anyone among you who is sick, let him call for the elders of the church. Call the pastors. If you cannot stand alone, call the pastors to stand with you that we may pray for that person. If that person is sick, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. Anointing oil breaks the yoke. Isaiah 10:27. Anointing oil breaks the bondages, destroys the bondages, breaks the oil, the oil upon your life. That oil upon your life breaks the yokes that are upon your life and for others. So you get that anointing oil, you pray. You do not believe in that oil. You believe in God and in yourself. And then your faith is raising. Your faith is lifted, and you lay hands on that person and you pray for them. And then when we break the yokes, we use the word of God in Matthew 18:18, because whatever we bind on earth, it shall be bound in heaven. Then you break if the disease has been there for so long and it's not going, you bind it, you destroy it. I'm using the words that really are tough and we have to use them. We destroy the yokes of the enemy. We destroy the powers of darkness in our lives. We destroy, we speak the blood of Jesus that speaks better stuff than the blood of Abel. The blood of Jesus speaks on our behalf. You remember the blood of Jesus, the blood of Abel that was shed in Genesis chapter 4, that was shed because of jealousy, because of the competition of this flesh. But the blood of a human being went into the ears of God and into his sight, and he spoke. And God asked the question in Genesis chapter 4, and it says, what did you do, Cain? Why did you have to kill your brother? That is the blood of Abel talking on behalf of he's talking, is ringing in the ears of God and even his side. And he's saying, Cain, what did you do? That was humans. How about the blood of Jesus that speaks better stuff on our behalf? So number 15 of James 5. And the prayer of faith will save the one who is sick, and the Lord will raise him up. And if he has committed sins, he'll be forgiven. So it is the prayer of faith that heals the sick. It is the prayer of faith that takes our sins away. When that means if you come in the presence of God, believe. If you repent, believe that God is taking our sins away. Don't go back to repent again if you have not done it again. If you've done it again, go and repent. But don't repeat yourself by saying, oh, Lord, have mercy on me. What you repented yesterday, you're repenting it even today when you have not done it yet. Do not repeat yourself. I am trying to teach ourselves this morning by the grace of the Holy Spirit, that how do we pray in faith and by faith? This man is teaching us and says, and the prayer of faith will save the one who is sick, and the Lord will raise him up. God will raise the person you're praying for. His face will be lifted up, and the sins will be forgiven because of the prayer of faith. Anything you're doing in the presence of God, believe in God. Once again, believe in yourself. I am speaking to myself by faith, to your spirit man, that you should raise your face and believe in yourself. I am standing as joyous, a woman of God, anointed by God. I am standing by faith, and I'm speaking to you, mountain, move away from my way to heaven, from my way to receive my blessings from above. This morning, I am encouraging us. We're going to pray that God is going to lift our faith to pray for the sick, to pray for those who are not born again, to pray for those who are lacking something in the spiritual realm to receive. Number 16, the Bible says, therefore, confess your sins to one another and pray for one another. When you go to a person and you feel you have something between you and your brother, talk about it, and then talk to God about that thing, and then ask for forgiveness. So many times you will say, I'm saying sorry for you because I know I did this to you and I did that to you. You have to make sure that you pray about it, because your hearts were hurting and you need the love of God to heal your heart. And then he says, I'll repeat again, number 16. Therefore, confess your sins to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The prayer after repentance, it is not enough. After asking for forgiveness, it's not enough. Then the next step is to get healed. You'll be healed, meaning the hearts were hurting, or the hearts hurt when you hurt your friend, the heart needs healing. The prayer of a righteous person has great power as it is working. The prayer of a righteous person, that means before I do anything, I should make sure and examine myself. If my heart has something that is not pleasant before God, I make sure that my heart is clean. That's what he's saying. A prayer of a righteous person has great power. It has to work. It has to work. Anything you do to please God, you make sure that your faith, because before you please God, it has to be faith. Faith without, a prayer without faith is a prayer full of fear. Did you get that? This is our key verse. We're going to pray now. Number 17 of James 5. Elijah was a man with a nature like ours. Let's first pause there. Elijah, it was like Pastor Reuben, same nature. Elijah was same nature with Minister Flan. Elijah had the same nature like Vicky. Vicky, if Elijah did this amazing work, you can do the same. That's what the verse is telling us. Linda, the faith that was in Elijah, it can be in your life today in Jesus' name. Shivon, the faith that was in Elijah, it is the same faith you have, only that you have never known that you have enough faith to move the mountains in your life. But today, starting this day, by faith in Jesus' name, by believing in our lives, by believing in our lives today, you believe in your life, you believe in yourself, you believe that God has done it yesterday, he used you yesterday, today is going to use you better like yesterday. Let me continue. And he prayed fervently that it might not rain. He prayed that this rain has to stop from coming to the earth. He stopped the rain from the clouds not to come forth on the earth. What does that mean? If Elijah prayed fervently, if Elijah prayed, that means he believed in himself. Can you start this day by believing in yourself? Can you make sure that today is your day to rejoice? If there's anything lacking, you pray, you talk about it, you ask from God. And then if there's anything the Lord has done for you, first of all, anything you look into your life this morning, you are awake, whether you have pain, whether you do not have pain, but you're still breathing. Rejoice in the Lord, like the servant of God, David. In Psalms 103, he commanded his soul to rejoice. Rejoice, bless the Lord, oh my soul. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. So this morning, we are going to bless the Lord. We are going to thank God. He has given us another day. He has given us another opportunity to breathe, that we may please him. I pray this morning, the increase of faith. I'm finishing Elijah and his prayers and his faith. He commanded the rain not to rain. He commanded rain to stop. And for 3 years and 6 months, it did not rain on the earth. Raka Mahadevosai. For 3 years and a half, the word of the Lord connected to the word of a man is stopped. Okay, take this from the Holy Spirit. Your word of faith, not your words without faith, not your word with fear, but your word full of faith plus the word of God equals a miracle. Take that for today. He says, and for 3 years in 6 months, it did not rain on the earth. Then he prayed again, and heaven gave rain, and the earth bore its fruits. Now, friends, as we are about to pray, I want to ask always, whether on this altar of the Holy Spirit, whether in your altar at home, it is the altar of the Holy Spirit as well. Your spiritual altar is for the Holy Spirit, is all about the Holy Spirit. Let us believe this equation from the Holy Spirit. The word from my heart, full of the Holy Spirit, full of faith, plus the word of God I've just read, and I have believed that this is the word of God. If we put your word full of faith in a cup, plus the word of God in that same cup, it's going to burst into miracles. It's going to burst into miracles. You're most welcome, my sister. Great, yeah. This morning, if your word, your faith, if your faith is lifted, and it has to be, it's a must, because Bible says that if you come to the Lord, you have to believe that he's there. I think Hebrews 6. You have to believe that God is there. This is what happened to the life of Elijah. He believed himself that I must go to God and I have to ask. I have to ask that God is there. I have to believe that he is there. And my soul have to believe, your soul have to believe, it has to believe that God is there. If God is there, if God is that the God you're calling, and if your God is not deaf, and indeed is not deaf, if your God is not deaf, then how about you asking? How about you asking what you want this morning? What do you want? The Bible has just shown us James chapter 5, verse 17. Elijah was a man like us. What do you want this morning? Pause a little bit. We do not want to rush with scriptures and with our words. We want to pause a little bit in the presence of God. What do you want? What you want? Is your need going to benefit your neighbor? Is the money you are asking from God, is it going to benefit your church? Is the money you want, is it going to benefit the needy, the orphans? Then tell God that I need this, Lord. If you're not doing it, I'm telling you there's something that's going on. If you're not giving me this money, your people, the orphans, the widows, the widowers, they're hungry. Are you going to touch that money in your bank account and pay somebody's? Let me challenge you with this. Are you going to get a half of your salary? Are you going to get your salary? Who is on this altar that you have ever touched your whole salary? You believed God. You went to the loan and get the money so that you may pay somebody's rent, at least for 1 month. That one will touch the heart of God and you open windows of heaven. But we are asking small things and they cannot reach unto your neighbor. You are asking for £100 because somebody is on your neck. Somebody is on your neck because of £100, and now you're going before God, you're asking for £100. After paying that debt, then you're in luck. Let us raise our voices this morning and ask for big things in the spiritual realm that will come forth in the physical realm and touch your life, touch your neighbors, touch your household, touch your sister, your siblings, touch everybody, touch even your government. How many of us have touched our country of origin? Is there any mark? When God visits Sierra Leone, if God visits the Caribbean island, will he find anyone you have touched? Is there anybody on this altar that when God visits Rwanda, he will find at least that you have touched a widow somewhere where president cannot reach, where the government cannot reach? Have you touched at least one single orphan? May God bless your heart. Have you touched somebody somewhere? That's what God wants. Have you touched somebody in Uganda? And when you have touched somebody, don't sing it. Don't sing about everything you have done. No. We do not see Elijah raising his banner and say, hey, I am the guy who stopped the rain 3 years and a half. I am the one. If you have done something to people, you are doing it to the Lord, for people. That is a service to God. Starting from today, intercessors, separate things of God and things of man. If you've done something for Pastor Joyous, don't raise your song. That is your song and it stops there and it is killing your faith. If you start counting what you have done for the other church, what you have done for the other family, you're killing your faith because you're praising yourself. But how about praising God? Those things, when you do them, you bring them in the presence of God. Lord, you blessed me and I blessed the church. Lord, you blessed me and I blessed Linda. Lord, you blessed me and I blessed Shivon. You blessed me and I blessed Gretia. You blessed me and I blessed Vicky. You blessed me and I blessed Franz. You blessed me and I blessed Pastor Ruben. So when you're doing that in the presence of God, you are challenging God to do something again for you. So this morning, what is Elijah's prayer teaching us? He prayed always. He did not stop asking God until he received. Will we pray this morning until we receive? Do not lose faith on the things. Do not lose heart heart. Do not lose hope. Do not lose faith on things you have prayed and are not touched. They are not seen now. If you stop, that means you do not have faith. Because if you have faith, you understand that faith is touching, is seeing with unseen eyes. You need to understand the faith. When you have faith, you will touch things, unseen things, with the spiritual arms and with spiritual eyes and with spiritual ears. What you hear from God, nobody else hears it. Nobody else hears what you're hearing right now. And if I'm to ask what you have received from what I'm teaching us concerning prayer, everyone will come with different revelation. That's why we need each other. That your revelation, if to your revelation plus my revelation, is going to move mountains. Not one mountain, but mountains. So this morning, what are you going to pray for? I'm going to give you 2 minutes or 1 minute. Think of what you're going to pray for. I'm going to keep quiet. And you think of what you're going to pray for. Giving you 1 minute. Big things. Amen. 1 minute is over. Now, look at the list you have wrote down or you have thought of. If what I'm about to mention is not there, you put it there. If you have not put there on your list that your prayer life to change, put it down. That my prayer life has to change. That when I go into the presence of God, my prayer must touch my nation, must touch my siblings, must touch my church. If you have a church, you have to love your church. You have to work for your church, because by doing it, you're doing a service to God. Put down this if you have not put it down. I must change from Monday to Monday. I have changed from January to January. I am tired of being the same person. Every single thing I am quarreling. Every single thing I am losing my faith. Every single thing that happens in my life, I don't see God in it. Write down, I must see God in every situation. Put it on your list if you have not listed it. Another thing, how many people in your family that are not born again? Put it down that God must remind you to pray for your sisters, your brothers, your parents. If you're not praying for them, God will ask you about them on the judgment day. God is going to ask me, why did so and so go to hell? Think of this. I'm just challenging us, and the words I'm using are harsh. If I am not praying for my brother Tom, for my brother David, for my brother Patrick, my sister Bella, my sister, there are so many, I can't finish them. I'm just giving you an example. If they go to hell, God forbid, they are not going to hell, because now we're going to start praying for them. Put the list of the names of your siblings, your uncles who are not born again. Write the list, put it near your bed. You wake up to pray in the morning, you see it, you lay hands on it, and you mention the words of God. By faith, I command your heart to answer to the call of salvation. I command then that one, put that on your list. List the names of the, after your siblings or your household, remember your neighbors, your friends who are not born again. Your neighbors at the back, your neighbors, if you know their names. If you don't know their names, you know the number of their houses. This morning, I do not want us to rush. And nobody should rush, because we have 2 hours. If someone can go with something in the morning, has to go with faith How do we increase our faith? We increase our faith going back to the where we started from, Luke 17 and verses 5. The disciples knew it. They recognized their weakness, that when it comes to the wave in the sea, we do not have faith. We are just full of fear. When it comes, when our children, those who have children, when the child is sick, you do not sleep. God is asking us, when did you not sleep when somebody's son is unwell? When did you stop sleeping? That shows me that I'm selfish. If I hear somebody's the burden of a certain person on this altar, and at least majority of you I have, maybe Gretzky, I don't know. Maybe I don't know her needs, but majority of the people on this altar, I know your needs. Some, not all, some, at least the major ones. So if I hear that friend's daughter is sick and I go to bed and I eat as if it's okay, but when mine is sick, I take it on another level and I even fast, then I'm selfish. Intercessors, before you think of yourself after repenting and receiving forgiveness from God, think of others who are going through some stuff like yours. Always before you cry to God, remember there's somebody somewhere who has the same situation. Remember that you are not alone. God is with you. Now, if we are to think of what is increasing, what can increase our faith? What can increase our faith? How do we increase our faith? I'm trying to get a scripture here that can help us. We increase, our faith is increased so many times through the let me see if I'm having this little scripture. If we have faith, we saw it yesterday again, that faith, where does faith come from? We saw it in Romans 17, I think, that our faith comes by hearing, and hearing the word of God. Our faith comes, it is Romans 10, you read from 17, or you read the whole chapter, you'll find the verse. Our faith comes from hearing, like now you're hearing. I do believe that your faith is being lifted. I believe that. My faith is being lifted after reading these verses. We encourage ourselves in the word of God by reading, by meditating. As you read, as you meditate, you read and you meditate. You read, you take it to another level of meditating. When you're meditating, you're taking the scriptures you read into another level. And your faith is, your heart is being challenged. Oh, how did this man, Elijah, manage to command rain not to rain for three years? How really? What was in him? But yet the writer, the verse writer has shown us, I say, he had the same two legs like us, two arms like us. He had issues with like us. So if we are to encourage to increase our faith this morning, this is what you're going to pray. Your list, you're going to be a doer of the work of God, of the word of God. After hearing, after reading the scripture, now we're going to pray for our what? Our list. Our petitions, we're going to bring them in the presence of God. James chapter 1, this is how we increase our faith. Let me start from verses 22. James 1, verses 22, it says, "But be doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves." Okay. Meaning, if we are not doers of the word we heard, we read, we listen to, if we are continuously being hearers only, we are deceiving ourselves. Number 23, for if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man who looks intently at his natural face in a mirror. I do that always. I go to the bathroom, I find a mirror, I look at my face. I go into the car, there is a mirror, I look at my face again after I've done my makeup. I don't believe that. Look at me. Why do I have to go into the three mirrors? How about what was wrong with the first mirror? This is how the writer of these verses is showing us. If we are not doers of the word, our hearts are full of fear. But if we are doers of the word, then our hearts are full of faith. Number 24, for he looks at himself and goes away and at once forgets what he was like. If you read the scripture and it did not touch your heart, then you are not meditating. That means that when you read the word, some of us, you are like me, you read the scripture and somehow, you don't get any revelation. So what are you going to do? Go and meditate. Wait a bit. You go and pause a little bit. What was the writer mean? What did he mean when he was writing this? That whoever who writes should know that if I'm not doing anything, if I'm not doing what the verse, the scriptures are saying, that means I am not doing the word. If I'm reading the word and I'm not acting according to the word, then I am losing something. So this morning, we open our hearts to come before God and we ask according to our list. We're going to ask first God to increase our faith. Some of the projects you listed on your list, some of us we have visions, big visions, write them down because God has to come forth. You remember the scripture said it was the same Elijah who stopped the rain. It was the same Elijah who commanded the rain. It was not God speaking to Elijah. Hey, Elijah, remember you prayed for this and you have to unbound it. Do it, do it. No, he commanded the rain. He commanded the clouds not to release the rain. Father, in the name of Jesus, thanking you for your children coming on this altar of the Holy Spirit. Thanking you so very much for bringing this hunger in their hearts. Father, there are so many people who are not even working, but they just sleep. They watch whatever they watch and they just go to sleep. By 5 o'clock, they cannot raise their heads up. We are praying for them that they will raise their hands. They raise their hearts to you, Lord, and you bring them to this altar and to other altars on 5 o'clock. My Lord and my Savior, thanking you for the scriptures by the grace of the Holy Spirit we have shared. And therefore, this morning, I am asking of your spirit to come like never before, to hover over our spirit man, Rikababakai, and increase our faith in increase Siobhan's faith, increase Linda's faith, increase Gracia's faith, increase Vicky's faith, increase Fran's faith, increase Pastor Ruben's faith, increase my faith, I pray. My Father, you increase the faith of the apostles. At first, they saw you as a ghost, and then after they saw you as a man of God, as God himself, and they say, Diriba Shandara Baba, chapter 14 of Matthew, verses 28, we see the character here, Peter's character, commanding Jesus. And he says, Jesus, if it is you, the miracle worker, if it is you, the savior of the world, if it is you who commands the leka lala mandara baba, if it is you, Jesus, who commanded the waves to stop, rikara baba kaya, if you seize the waves, in the lake where we were looking for the fish. If it is you who commanded the kabababasondorobosa, if it is you, Jesus, command me and I walk on waters. And this morning we are saying, Jesus, if it is you, command us to walk on the waters, to walk over, give us faith to walk over our problems. Give us faith to move the mountains before us. Some of us, our mountains have been there for so long. Some of us, the mountains, even the doctors have put a stamp and they said, this one will never go away. Concerning the diseases, some of us, they said, this is a chronic disease. If you're like me and you're over 50, they have said that your disease is a chronic one. It cannot heal. Please, I beg you, if you have faith, go back in the presence of God. Do not stop in the presence of God. Enter into the heart of God. And I'll give you that scripture very well before we finish our prayers. If you are in the presence of God, do not stop there. There is another place called the heart of God. And when you enter into the heart of God, He's going to hold you there. And you'll be working miracles in the heart of God. You will do works of faith inside the heart of God. So back to the scripture we are praying. We are praying scriptures day by day. And I love the ministers who lead us on this altar. They always bring scriptures. Meaning what? That we pray scriptures. If we preach scriptures, same as prayer. Same as prayer. Do not take us without a scripture. Do not take us into, and you read us, some of us, we pray in, God has given us grace to pray in tongues. It is fine. Even if you don't pray in tongues, you ask God to give you tongues, it's okay. But if you lead us in just reading us and praying in tongues, well, some of us will be stuck. So this morning, you bring scriptures, and I thank God for Bridget, for Minister Bridget, for Minister Flans, for Minister Shivon, for a powerful woman of God who is no longer leading us, woman of God, Rachel. They've been bringing scriptures. Minister Catherine, they've been bringing scriptures. Thank God for our senior pastor on this altar and of Charlotte Tabernacle, Pastor Ruben. Thank you so much for teaching us to pray scriptures and others who, and actually Linda used to lead us, and she will bring scriptures. Go with the scripture in the presence of God. And reading, praying the scriptures, it will usher us in the heart of God. And whatever we ask, He'll be releasing it automatically. There are some that will come automatic. There are some that will be processed by His grace and His word. So this morning, Matthew 14, verses 28, we see how the apostles recognize your weakness. Do not wait. Go to church where in the conferences. People rushes in the conferences that the prophets will see them. No. Wherever you go, going to the conferences is not bad. Going to different churches is not bad. But why are you going there? Don't go there that the prophets will see your need. No. That is a childish. That is immaturity. God is asking us to raise our level. Ministers on this altar, raise your level in faith. And he said, this is it. It is it me who is going to lead the people of God. I must believe in myself that every word I speak, God is going to put a stamp on it. Someone on this altar cannot read the word. Someone on this altar, besides the list they have, my father, this physical list, someone on this altar, the enemy has brought situations, have brought the waves of death, the waves of pain in your body, and now you're overwhelmed. Fear has taken over your faith. This time round, we start this day by commanding our fears to cease. In Jesus' name, command your fear to cease using the word of God. John 14, 14. Whatever I command in the name of Jesus, whatever I ask, whatever I pray in the name of Jesus must cease in Jesus' name. Shede babakai. This morning, whatever that has been overwhelming you, it must stop in Jesus' name. Jesus' name, command it now. Now is your time to command anything that's been overwhelming you, to take overtaking your faith. What is that is overtaking your faith? Is it the pain that you cannot sleep in the night? Is it the pain that even the spiritual realm, you cannot see anything? Listen to me. If you have faith, do not wait for the miracles. You have faith, you just speak and then move on. Then miracles will follow you. The Bible says the miracles, signs and wonders will follow you. They won't go ahead of you. There are some that will go ahead of you, but they will follow you. Meaning what? You go ahead of them by faith. Your faith has to go ahead. Ahead. Your faith first, miracles follows. Faith follows. Faith follows. No. Faith leads. Miracles follows. Get that one from the Holy Spirit. Raise your voice wherever you are. If you are not where you are, you can raise your voice. Just unmute and start praying. Join with me. As you list your things, the list of your petitions, lay on hands on them. Touch our colleagues. We are believing you, Lord, to touch our fellow ministers who are struggling with sin. And instead of praying for them, we'll talk about them. This morning, my Lord and my Savior, we start our day by asking salvation for the nations, salvation for our colleagues, salvation in our companies, salvation in our families. You are touching our brothers who are believing. You're touching them in Jesus' name. You're touching them in Jesus' name. Father, this morning, this morning, my Father, as we continue to believe in you, my Lord and my Savior, we continue to believe you, Lord. I thank you, Jesus, for our another minister who has just joined. We are praying for our brothers and sisters, women of God, who have just joined. Remember to pray. We have listed the names of our households, our brothers and sisters, and just put those lists near where you sleep, where you know, even if it is in the bathroom, where you go and when you are bathing, and pinpoint our finger on them. I want us this morning, in these 10 minutes remaining, I want to share with us, why do we have to seek God? Where do we stand when we are seeking God? We are in Exodus. I'm taking us into the Exodus chapter 33. I believe some of us who have read this scripture. Exodus chapter 33. I'm getting it. God is looking unto us. He has trusted you with that anointing. Remember that always. God has trusted you with that anointing. And that anointing has to touch you, number one, your household, your church, and the nation. Let's start from, I would love us to start from verse 12, but I am asking us to start from verses, let's start from verses 18. Moses prayed so very well. I want us to meditate on these words. And when you go into the place of prayer alone, think, meditate upon them again. Let me start from verses 18. Moses said, "Please show me your glory." We are in Exodus chapter 33. I'm reading from ESV version. Verses 18, Moses said, "Please show me your glory." And he said, "I will make all my goodness pass before you and will proclaim before you my name." Now, if there's always any conversation between you and your heavenly Father, always remember, so many things you ask, he will divert you, not in a bad way, but he's showing you that there are so many things in his presence you need to ask for. This one is asking for the glory. And God is diverting him to show he says, "I'll make all my goodness pass before you and will proclaim before you my name." The Lord, You see, the Lord, and I will be gracious to whom I will be gracious, and it will show mercy on whom I will show you mercy. I'll show mercy. Number 20. But he said, you cannot see my face. I want you to go to take this as a lesson. I will show you number 20. But he said, you cannot see my face, for man shall not see me and live. Go, that is your homework, and is my homework. I'm going to make sure to know why was God saying you can, no man can see my face. Take that one as a lesson. I want number 21. And the Lord said, behold, there is a place by me where you shall stand on the rock. There is a place nearby me. Meaning what? In my presence. In my presence. If you step in my presence, there's something you'll find. Number 22. And while my glory passes by, I'll put you in a cleft of the rock. He asked for the glory, and he's giving him the glory. And he's saying, in other words, he's saying to Moses, glory is not enough, but there is a place by me where you shall stand on the rock. There is something in the presence of God you need. And what it is the rock. All of us, we know that Jesus Christ is the rock of ages. Number 22. And while my glory passes by, I will put you in the cleft of the rock. And I will cover you with my hand until I pass by. There is a place in the presence of God. There is a place in the presence of God. When you come in the presence of God, expect to find something. This morning, as we start our day, make sure you are in the presence of God. And the presence of God, what you're going to find? You're going to find Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And you won't stop unto seeing him or touching him. He's going to open in the cleft of the rock, in the heart of God. Jesus Christ is the rock of ages. He will open his heart, and you enter into him, that when you pray, you may not pray outside the rock. You may not pray outside the word. You may not pray outside. When you pray outside the word, you pray your words. When you pray inside the word, when you're in the heart of God, whatever you ask, are you asking for the glory of God will come forth. In 5 minutes, I'm going to pray for us. I'm going to pray for you. Holy Spirit, I am so humbled of the way you have led this prayer from 5 o'clock. I am so humbled how you have done it. I am so humbled, and I'm asking of more of your faith in me, more of your anointing upon my life. And I'm asking of you, Lord, that your children I am praying for right now, I am asking of you that you will increase their faith this morning. As some of them, they have started the work. Some of them, they worked last night. Some of others are on the place, on buses. This morning, I decree and declare their faith is so much more than yesterday's faith. For yesterday is gone, and we are still in need of faith. This day, they have brought the list in your presence. Today, I decree and declare their brothers and sisters, they will say yes to the call of salvation. Today, those who have been suffering, their faith is going to heal them in Jesus' name. Today, I decree and declare, if Elijah stopped the rain if he commanded the rain not to rain for 3 years and a half, I am commanding diseases on this altar that represented to cease in Jesus' name. I am commanding the death. Someone on this altar, God is going to give you grace. Somebody somewhere is God is going to give you grace. Somebody is going to say enough is enough of your debt. Somebody will say, I am saying it's okay. Do not pay this money. I pray my Father, the written off of the dates in Jesus' name. Lord, I am believing to see miracles, signs, and wonders on this altar. On the day, I'm believing, my Father, to see the face of children, people, the face being lifted. I am believing that our churches and the churches represented on this altar, they would never go
full of fear, but Amen. The face of God is going to be full in them in Jesus' name. I am Amen. Praying for the pastors represented on this altar, the ministers who are struggling with sin. I command the heart of God to overshadow them and overtake them with holiness, thirsty and hunger of holiness. I command all ministers on this altar, starting from today, the fear of Jesus Christ to walk, to overshadow you, to overshadow us, and overtake us with righteousness and holiness. I command the hunger of God, the hunger of the word of God, as we start this day. I command the word of God to overshadow us and overtake us with hunger. I decree and declare, nobody who is attached on you, yourself, you will never go to hell. In Jesus' name, I command that every nation, our origins, Sierra Leone that is represented, my father Uganda is represented, Caribbean Islands is represented, Ghana is represented, Libakan Rabos, Dorobrosi Kataya, and Rabos, Okorobosi Kataya, Reman Raboshi, Baba Kosikaya. I pray that Uganda is represented, Rwanda is represented. I command the United Kingdom is represented. I command other nations you have not mentioned. I command them to answer to the call of salvation. As the Lord, as God loved the whole world, He did not love only Ugandans, He loved the whole world. Therefore, we send the Spirit of God to hover over the hearts of men, to hover over the humans, that they will receive, they will answer to the call of salvation. Father, we thank you. Our brothers and sisters are receiving salvation today. Our uncles and aunties, they're receiving salvation. The presidency must answer to the call of salvation. Father, I thank you, Lord. Father, we bless you. We give you the praise that you're a God who sees, you're a God who touches what we cannot touch. We cannot reach to those people. But one thing I know, your word will reach. For the Bible says, Isaiah 55 and verses 10 to 11, the Bible says that the word of God will never come back void. You send your word and it comes forth, my Father, and works. I send the word of God to touch the hearts of men. I send the word of God to touch United Kingdom. Revival must start now from us to the neighbors. The revival we're talking about must start to the intercessors. Start with the intercessors and go first to our neighbors. Revival must start from you and I. Revival, before you ask what is going on in your church, it has to start from you. Before you ask what's wrong with your pastor, it has to start from you. Before you ask what's wrong with your father, your mama, they do not have Spirit of God, but you have it. I'm asking of you this morning that you touch our church. You touch our pastor. We pray for our pastor this morning. If you still have some more time, let's press on for our pastors. Rikashika taka yandrabo. Rikashika. Press on for your pastors. Your pastor is weak because you have not prayed for him enough. Your pastor's wife is not so much vigilant in prayer because you have not prayed enough. If you still have so much time, just press on. Even if it's a 4 minutes, do not worry that we have 45 to 7. You can go beyond. If you have still more time, I bring my senior pastor Ruben. I bring myself, my father. I bring every minister in my church. Those who lead us, I bring friends, my father. I bring Rachel. I bring Catherine. I bring Bridget. I bring Busuma. I bring Katarana. I bring my father. I bring my father, our brother, my father, son, Jehovah God, Damba. I bring my Loboko Seshon, Jehovah God. I bring Shivan, Mayiri Kasakatakai. I bring Masi, Ikatai, and Rokosika, and the entire team of worship. Bring every worshiper in the presence of God. Pray for them, intercede for them. Lucifer does not like them. That's why they mess up and they come. They have no fear of sin anymore. We send the blood of just to wash them. We katai and robozi. Remember, Revelation 12:11, the Bible says that we overcome the devil by the blood of the Lamb. In the name of Jesus Christ, we overcome the powers of darkness that attacks us, that takes us into sin. This morning, we are asking, Rakashikiri Andaramama, we are asking the blood of Jesus to take over the hearts of ministers, the hearts of the pastors. Let the blood of Jesus cleanse us, wash us thoroughly in Jesus' name. Father, this morning, I pray there's somebody on this altar. There's somebody you love to hear from God, and God loves to hear from you. You need to obey Shidi Katala Manderebo. Is there anybody who wants to hear from God? God is saying to us that He loves to hear from you. Do you want to hear what God is saying about your situation? He wants to hear from you about that situation. Take it from the Holy Spirit. Do you have anything? Is there anything you're wondering in your family? Some of us were born in the family of witchcraft. Our forefathers were witch doctors. Our foremothers were witch. They're witch. They used to be witch. Now they died. But the spirit, the covenant they made, they are still looking for us. I'm encouraging us this morning. Remember, your faith has to be increased. Because yesterday is gone, and the faith for today must be increased. If you use the faith of yesterday, you're dormant for today. We refuse that. Today, Jehovah Nissi, Jehovah Rapha. We have prayed for our presidents, we have prayed for our churches, we have prayed for our pastors. Father, we command the blood of Jesus from their north to their south, from their east to their west, from their central, let the blood of Jesus protect, provide, in Jesus' name. May the power of God overshadow you today and overtake you with holiness wherever you go. Remember, you do not need anybody to prophesy to you. You're the very first prophet of your life. You're the very first prophetess of your life. Love you all. And I say that what God has for you, you won't miss it. In Jesus' name.
Amen.